You're listening to the Women Inspiring Women podcast. Each week, network marketing professional and mom-turned-entrepreneur Melanie Mitro gives you her tried-and-true tips for building a business from your kitchen table. This self-made millionaire went from a stay-at-home mom to the top of a network marketing business in just 3 years. She built an online health and fitness business from the ground up while raising babies and juggling being a mom and wife. Now she wants to help you become the boss of your own life. For blog posts, business tips, and more, check out her website at melaniemitro.com. Now let's get to the show. Here's your host, Melanie Mitro. Well, hi, everyone. It is Melanie Mitro, the host of the Women Inspiring Women podcast, and I'm excited to share with you another action-packed episode that really is going to hit on a pain point that so many of you have been jumping into my DMs and sharing with me. Over the weekend, I made a social media post where I talked about your social media content that actually leads to conversations, that leads to sales, and the amount of people that commented on that post and hopped in my DMs and said their biggest challenge is social media content for their network marketing business was mind-blowing. It actually made me take a step back because a huge part of what I share and what I talk about is really team building. And I didn't realize that such a huge pain point is just general content for your direct sales business. And that is definitely one area that I have mastered, that I teach, that I feel very confident in, and that I'm excited to talk to you about today. And I'm actually getting ready to teach the second module of the Rockstar Recruitment course, which also is all about your social media content and developing a healthy pipeline. And so today, I'm going to break down a very simple framework that is going to help you if you are a listener and you are finding it very challenging to get traction on your social media. I'm going to walk you through this framework, the social media sales framework that we teach here at Chic Influencer, that I teach to my network marketing downline, to the leaders and clients that we serve inside of our products and services. Because I firmly believe that at the core of what we do as network marketers is we do sales. We are a sales force, and there are components to sales that make the entire engine successfully run. And if at any point we're missing a part of that framework, we are not getting the results that we are anticipating that we want to get. So we're really going to break that down today. We're going to have a candid conversation about it. And I'm going to share with you a little opportunity to get connected with us and learn a little bit more about social media and social media content for your network marketing business. So stay to the end, hear all of those great details. Let's dive in and get started. So let's kind of set the stage. Social media that sells. Number one, you might be like me in that you came into your network marketing business and you didn't have a background in sales or social media. I actually come with a background in psychology. I have a 4-year undergrad degree in psychology. I have a master's degree in special education. And when I made the decision to leave my full-time job to become a stay-at-home mom, I really did not have any interest in building a business or working whatsoever. It wasn't until we were in this situation where we realized that our vision of what me staying at home was going to look like and the actual reality were at opposite ends of the spectrum. I was really finding it very difficult to navigate stay-at-home mom life, and I disliked the fact that even though I knew we were going to have to cut corners, we were going to have to save, we weren't going to have a lot of extra spending money each month, when I was in the day-to-day living out those sacrifices, it was very stressful. There was a lot of arguments about money and spending. There were a lot of times where we had to pass up on date nights or going out with friends or taking a weekend trip with other families. And I felt like I was suffocating. And on top of that, we did have this huge amount of debt that was from my college education that we were
were trying to pay off every single month. And so it just felt very heavy. And so it wasn't until we were in that season of life that I was even open to building a business. And it also wasn't even until I became introduced to the company's products that I started representing that I even knew that this was an option. And so a lot of times I want you to think your prospects, they don't even, maybe it's not even on their radar to do an online business. It might not be even on their radar that they need your products. It's not until they're in a season of life where they have a problem that your products and or your business opportunity can resolve. And it's our job as network marketers to show up and to keep sharing our journey, the problems our products resolve, and also the business opportunity so that when people are in a position where they are looking for another opportunity, you are there. You're a consistent force that's in front of them. And so I kind of digressed slightly, but going back to that, I just didn't have that background, that understanding, and that awareness. So once I stepped into the doors as a customer and a product user, and I fell in love with the products, and my mentor started to plant the seeds for the business opportunity, that was really the first time that I ever even explored that this opportunity of building an online business. So to say all of that, I didn't know what the first thing about social media for sales. I didn't know the first thing about having conversations with other people that leads to somebody actually signing up. And I sort of navigated through the beginning phases of my network marketing business, and it was really messy. And I asked a ton of questions, and I've made a lot of really bad social media posts, but then I also learned a lot in the process. And so I figured it out, because I was disciplined and I was very consistent and I was super coachable. I wanted to figure out how to make money online. So I just knew I gotta figure it out. It's not always gonna be perfect, but we're gonna get an answer. And so today, what I'm sharing with you is this social selling framework that really is a combination of a decade of experience of leading, of teaching other people what to do. And so I come here today to share with you, hey, this is what it takes. And if right now you are putting out social media content and it's not leading to conversations and it's not leading to sales, we have to get really curious about why it isn't actually converting the way that we want. Now, I want to first also kind of back up and say, one of the things that I start to do whenever I'm sitting down to look at my social media content is I really do want to get curious about myself, about my followers, about what's working and what's not working. And so when I get really curious about that and I start to pay attention, it gives me a little more insight. It gives me a little more insight into what's working and what isn't. Now, for many of you, you show up in my DMs and you're like, nothing is working. So what are the three pieces that we need to have so that we can begin to create social media content that actually is going to sell your product or business opportunity? The first part of our framework is this concept around belief, all right? And this belief concept is so critical. And if we just relate it back to my initial story, and I'll walk you through a little story of mine, I find that the people who are getting the best amount of success or the most amount of success with their social media and their business opportunity are really the people that have belief in the company's products, that they work, that they get people results, that they resolve a problem, and they have belief in the business opportunity. Even if they're not successful yet, meaning they haven't ranked up, they aren't making the income amount they want to be, there is this unwavering belief that the business opportunity works and that they can achieve success. And so belief is is the first and most important part of social media that sells. And the reason for that is, if you do not use your company's products every single day, you don't have a success story yourself. And when you don't have a success story yourself, you're not going to pick up the megaphone and shout it on your social media that these products are the best things since sliced bread. I know that to be true because I watch people every single day come into my business through the health and the fitness space, and they don't follow the nutrition plan. They aren't doing the actual workouts. They're like dabbling in it. Maybe they're consistent in one area, like they're showing up and pressing play on a workout daily, but their body isn't changing. Their nutrition isn't changing. They're not happy with their results. They're not confident in where they're at in their fitness journey. So they don't want to guide other people to the products because they don't feel confident in that it works because it hasn't worked for them yet. And so a big part of your ability to sell your network marketing business stems from you believing in your company's products and getting results with it. So maybe that means, maybe you're having an aha moment right now because you have never committed to your company's products. Maybe you came in for the business opportunity and you just talk about the business opportunity and the products are an afterthought, but you don't have any residual income because you don't have product users, because you don't talk about the products. Like that isn't a big focus to your business. And that's a huge gap that I think is very important to address. So you have to make that commitment to yourself. Make a commitment over the next 30 days to say, I'm going to be a product of the product. I'm going to use my company's collagen. I'm going to use the gut supplements. I'm going to use the skincare regime. I am going to lean in to my current life and I am going to be product of the product. Because what happens when you do that is you will shout it from the rooftops. So, perfect example. I came in, I had a problem that needed resolved. I wanted to lose 30 pounds that I had gained after having my boys. And so I made the commitment to changing my nutrition, to eating whole foods, to portion control, to exercising and following a nutrition plan from start to finish. And by the time I got to day 45 and day 60, I noticed a total transformation in my body. I had more confidence. The weight was falling off. I had more energy than I ever had had in my entire life. And people were asking me, how did you lose the weight? Wow, you look really good. What are you doing? And so I was just sharing with people naturally. And people, I was directing people to my mentor. I was directing people over to her because I just was naturally in love with the products. And I also just knew that there were other women like me who didn't have a clue how to lose the baby weight, how to eat healthy, how to read nutrition labels. And so it was easy for me to post tips and advice because it's what I was currently going through in my life. So what are you going through in your life right now? And what can you share? What can you be of service? I will tell you that the minute you start sharing what's working for you, the minute you start walking people through the thoughts that go through your head on social media, the minute you start having conversations with people because they want to know how you did it. They want to know what the steps were. They want you to guide them through it. And it just builds this trust, credibility, and authority. Okay. So number one, when you have belief in the products that your company offers, you are going to shout it from the rooftops. You are going to share it on social. You're going to share it with other people in your community. It is going to be a little more effortless. That's number one. That's the first part of the framework. The second part of the framework is you have to know who you serve the best. Now, I made this mistake at the beginning. I felt like I could serve everybody, whether they were a young mom like myself at that time who was in that postpartum weight loss journey, or I could help women who had teenagers. We had products for those people, or I could help women that were my mom's age that were going through, you know, menopause at that time. And so I just looked at everyone and said, we have a product for you. My company can solve any problem that you have. And so what ultimately was happening is I was talking to everyone and my post, I was like, oh, I don't want to leave anybody out. I got to make sure I talk about the women that are my mom's age. And oh, I don't want to leave anybody out. Make sure I talk about, you know, my husband and the men and how we have a product for the men that they can use. And so what happened was I just sort of had subpar content. I was like, yeah, people were interested, but it wasn't really focused in one key area. And I just felt like I was all over the place and nothing was really gaining traction. And how I came to this conclusion that I wasn't really speaking to my ideal client was I decided to do this group. And this group that I decided to run was actually with my mentors. And we decided to do this bikini boot camp challenge. And at the time we ran this challenge, I had two small children under the age of three. I was a young mom with lots of other young mothers in my network because I was part of a mom's group, and a lot of my friends were also having children. And my mentor was single. She was in her early 20s and she didn't have any children. And she was like, I have this idea. Let's do this bikini boot camp challenge. We'll market, get ready for spring break to wear your bikini, get your booty in shape. We'll do this 30-day booty challenge. And so it was phenomenal. The idea was phenomenal. The marketing material she created for it was phenomenal. And so I said, absolutely, I'm in. I'll market this with you. We'll run this group together. And she went out and started marketing and instantly was having success. And I went out and marketed and I was having zero success, like crickets hopping across my Facebook page. And I stuck to the marketing plan for the 7 to 10 days I was marketing this bikini bootcamp challenge. But when we got to the end of the 7 days, she had a whole slew of people that had signed up and I had none. And so self-defeat definitely set in because I had put forth a lot of effort. But I paused and I asked myself a very, very specific question. I said to myself, like, why didn't this work? Why didn't this work? And this aha moment came to me where I was like, you know what? My market, my ideal client actually isn't getting ready for spring break. My ideal client is currently sitting here with maybe the same yoga pants that they've been wearing for 5 days, because I know that's what I was doing. And their hair is in a top knot, messy bun, probably loads of dry shampoo because they haven't had time to wash it. Maybe some spit up on their shoulder because they're caring for a newborn. And the last thing they're thinking about is putting on a bikini and going on spring break. They just want to fit in their clothes that they were wearing before they had gotten pregnant. And so I had this aha moment that I was speaking to the wrong target audience, that my ideal audience was women just like me in the stage of life that I am in right now. And so I turned around without skipping a beat and said, I'm opening up a Battle of the Bulge group, right? And I called the Battle of the Bulge, whether you're fighting the bulge from, you know, post-pregnancy, or you gained, you know, some weight and you need to lose it and you need to get it off and you feel like you're carrying around sort of a spare tire. You know, I talked about that, just gaining your confidence back after having kids. And I just turned around, marketed for that group and filled it up. And so niche, I figured out my niche. It was women that were in the postpartum journey. And I started just getting really good at talking to the postpartum mom, what she was going through, what she was feeling, what she was struggling with, because it was the season I was in. And then as my children got older, I just started talking about the season I was in. Now I'm navigating toddler life and preschool and no more nap times and picky eaters. And so my niche has grown and evolved as I've grown and evolved. And so most people don't actually stop and say, what is my niche? Who am I speaking to? All right. What do I bring to the table that is unique and different? And so I want you to say the second part of your equation is, who do you speak to? Who can you serve the best? Who do you get most excited to serve? This is so important that you actually put your blinders on and you don't look at other people in your industry and how they're marketing, because we all have a slightly different niche. Now, what do I mean by that? Right? So you heard me talk about my mentor. She had the, I'm not married, I don't have kids. She's definitely speaking to a different crowd. I'm speaking to the postpartum moms at that season of my life. And then I also had friends that were speaking to the women that their kids had, you know, gone off to college and they were navigating a lot of the hormonal changes and things in their life. And so each one of us had a different angle and each one of us had a sea of people that were filling up in our inboxes because we were so focused on our niche. Trust me, You won't run out of people. There are more than enough people to fill up your customer base and to have an influx of new customers all of the time. You just have to be really clear on who you want to work with. So who do you serve best? Who is your niche? That is piece number two. And it is speaking to your niche every single day and always thinking about what they need to hear. Now, the third part of the framework is your actual social media content. And your social media content is broken down into three key pieces. We call this inside of our collective, our Direct Sales Done Right collective, we teach on this BEST strategy. The three pieces of content is the B stands for brand awareness. You have your E that stands for an engagement piece of content, and you have S that stands for your sales piece of content. And in this third part of the framework, you need all three pieces of content in order to convert your people from actual followers into paying customers. So let's just break it down. We won't go super deep into this because you can learn more about this inside of the Direct Sales Done Right Collective. I'll drop the link for you to check it out as well. And I'll also give you a freemium too. So I'll drop a 30 days of social media content for your direct sales business into the show notes. You can snag that as well to help you with creating some content. But your last part of your framework, this is where people get really hung up. They stay in one phase or the other. So what I find a lot of people will do is they will go out and create the E, the engagement piece of content. And what I mean by that is they will, let's speak to the teachers right now. Teachers, you're in the last month, most of you, last month to 2 months of the school year. If you were to put up a meme that is about teacher life right now and making it down the home stretch and how every teacher feels in May and June, you would get a ton of engagement, probably because you are a teacher and you also have teacher friends that are on your page. So you're going to get a lot of engagement content. Or maybe you're a mom and you make a funny reel about what it's like to raise teenage boys and the things that they say and the sounds that come out of their bodies. You as a mom of teenage boys are going to relate to other teenage moms, and there's going to be teenage moms of teenage boys. You're going to have lots of engagement. That content is great, but it's one piece of the puzzle. It may get you a lot of comments or likes or even some shares in there as well. And that's great. That's going to boost your visibility. But what are you doing after that engagement piece of content that is actually showing people that you have an opportunity for them? So then comes in your brand awareness and your sales content. So brand awareness content is important. This is what positions you as a business mentor. Your brand awareness content is you showing up and talking about how as a mom of two littles that are picky eaters, it's really hard to find a meal that the whole family loves. And here is one of the meals that the whole family loves. It's a grand slam in the Metro house. And if you want the recipe, comment recipe below. And so what I'm doing is I'm positioning myself as an expert. I'm sharing about creating clean, healthy, whole food meals for my family. I'm giving some advice and value by sharing a recipe in exchange for somebody to drop a comment so that I can private message them. So why is that brand awareness? Because it's actually raising awareness that I am somebody who is educating and also is living this whole food lifestyle. So it's connecting with other moms who also care about whole food, healthy living for their family. Okay. So that would be great. I would come in with a brand awareness piece of content after an engagement piece of content because it's going to get some more visibility. Then after that, I say to myself, well, my job is to sell my company's products. So now I want to come in with a sales piece of content. And a sales piece of content could be something, it's related to wherever I'm at in the month. And maybe my company's offering a promo right now. where they're doing a refresh kit where it's kind of a 3-day detox. And I know that summer's coming. And I know that a lot of the moms on my platform are realizing as the weather is warming up that their pants are a little tighter, that their bathing suits are really snug, that their tank tops sort of are hugging in the wrong places. And so they want to kickstart things. And so I'm going to come in and say, hey, mamas, I'm getting ready to do this 3-day detox. I pulled out my shorts this past weekend, realized that they were a little tighter than I wanted them to be. My tank tops are hugging in all of the wrong spaces, and I need to clean up this diet because Memorial Day is going to be here in 30 days. Who needs to shed a little bit of fluff and start cleaning up their fitness and nutrition for the summer months? Raise your hand. My detox kit is on sale, and I'll DM you the details. That's a sales piece of content. So, and it's related to my niche. I'm speaking to those moms postpartum or whatever season that they're in. Then I'm just going to repeat the process: engagement, brand awareness, and sales. And so what happens is, notice there isn't a lot of content that is like, look at me, I drank my shake today. Look at me, I, you know, am going for a walk in the park today. It is about serving your audience valuable content that gets them to come back and want more. It's about engagement content, content that is relatable, that your followers are going to engage with, because that's how you build the connection and get them to actually say, like, I like what Melanie's throwing down, right? She mentors, or she parents like I do, or she has the same approach to fitness and nutrition, or she has the same approach to faith, whatever yours might be. That's what creates a little bit of that relatability and just personal connection. And then I come in with my sales content. So this is important. When you have all three of these together, you have belief in your products, you have your niche, who it is that you serve, and you have your content that follows the best strategy, those things together, that creates sales. That creates the sales. That is what is going to start the conversations. Now, there is a whole level of what I do behind the scenes. It's not just my content that is selling for me. I'm paying attention to who's liking and commenting, and I'm reaching out, I'm inviting. But this is why, this is really the forward-facing social that sells. This is the framework that I teach. This is the framework we follow at Chic Influencer. This is the framework that has allowed me to scale a multi-million dollar business. It's a framework we teach inside of the Direct Sales Done Right Collective. And if you're not a member, you want to make sure you're paying attention to my social media, because we're getting ready to offer an exclusive VIP pricing special at the end of May when we kick off our workshop that we're going to be doing mid-month. You're the first to know. It hasn't even been talked about publicly yet, but I wanted to get it on your radar. Enrollment isn't even open. Okay. So with that being said, I want you to take a step back. And I want you to get a little bit of, I want you to get a little curious. Maybe you take a deep dive on your social media page and to the content that you are currently putting out there. And you ask yourself, okay, where am I lacking? Is it in the belief category? Is it in the niche category? Is it in the content best strategy category? Where can I strengthen my intention, my skill set, so that I'm getting better results? All right. That is the social strategy that sells. I hope that this added a ton of value, gave you a lot to think about. Please head over to Instagram, snag, just screenshot a copy of today's podcast episode, tag me at Melanie Mitro. Let me know what you loved about today's episode. Hit me up with questions that you have. I want to hear from you. Do not be a stranger on the platform, and please share this podcast episode with somebody that you feel would benefit from this podcast episode today. And I appreciate you being here. I know there are thousands of podcasts you could listen to, and you choose the Women Inspiring Women, and that makes me happy. So much gratitude from the bottom of my heart that you are here listening to this podcast episode. And as always, thanks so much for tuning in, and I will see you back here next week.